Everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We give glory to the Almighty God for a time like this and for the grace given unto us to handle this area. We have heard a lot on how to make our focus to heaven. And we are going to look at this particular topic, handling challenges peculiar to pastor's family. Praise ye the Lord. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. It's a popular place we used to read from time to time. So this message is just to remind us of certain things because it is not new to us. Hallelujah. I want to read from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verses number 21 to 31. I read, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. The last verse there. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave or join unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Praise ye the Lord. I want to join it to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3. I want to read just 2 verses there to join it to the first one. 1 Peter 3 verses number 5 to 7. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Shall we pray? Father, we give you all the praise this morning. Thank you, King of Glory, because of our homes. Thank you, our Lord and our Father, because you are the one that instituted marriage. And you know everything going on in our marriage. Thank you because you are the foundation of our marriage. Jehovah, this morning, accept our praises in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that any home here that is passing through one problem or the other, and the devil is trying to make such home to be collapsed. Father, I pray this morning that King of Glory, you will take such home over and do wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that through our homes, we will not miss heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. We give you praise. Holy Spirit, come and teach us better in the mighty name of Jesus. And make our union together with our spouses, O God, to help us to become better ministers in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, for in Jesus' victorious name we have prayed. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I've told us that this message is not a new thing, because by his grace we have many of us that has been in the journey of marriage like 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years, some people 30 something years. But all the same, because we need knowledge and want to increase in knowledge, there are some things that God is about to remind us on how to handle challenges peculiar to pastors' family. Praise ye the Lord. I want to go through the introduction, because the time given to me is small. I will rush, and I want you to check the thing on the screen. Challenge or challenges of marital life does not exclude the pastor's family, because these challenges are not respecter of any family globally. The challenges that are peculiar to the pastors can also be found in other families. And because these challenges, they are things that we have to undo by the grace of God, so that the devil will not use all these challenges to hinder us or hinder our focus in going to heaven. Praise ye the Lord. I put down, if care is not taken, marital challenges can hinder our heavenly focus. But we thank God, despite all these challenges that are peculiar to us, God has given us a way out. There are a way out of this problem, especially for pastors, I mean the people of God, that are filled with the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God. We can handle these peculiar challenges facing us from time to time. Praise ye the Lord. What we are trying to say is that the people of God that are filled with the Spirit of God and are filled with the Word of God, when we look at this thing, we look at the Word of God as the manual, by his grace, we will get solution to all those problems that can hinder us to move forward. By the grace of God, we are going to exploit the counsel of God to treat this topic, since he is the one who has instituted marriage and aware of what challenges that pastors' family or families are facing. God knows you. God knows your spouse. And God knows those problems that you are battling with in your home. You know, pastors and their wives, we are so reserved. You cannot go out and be telling people, this is the problem that I'm passing through. Whereas we have these problems there. It is true, some of our congregations also, they are having similar problems. But by the grace of God, when God solved our own, we are going to be a source of help to the people passing through such problems in our congregation. Praise ye the Lord. Well, God himself has manner. He has manner. Just like a manufacturer of vehicles has manual to repair any fault developed by such an automobile. God has a way of meeting us if only and only we can follow his word, we can follow his commandments, and we can follow his instructions. May the Lord release upon us the wisdom to manage our homes in Jesus' matchless name, in the name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. If you are looking at the meaning of challenge or challenges, it's not a new thing to us. We know it. They are the problems of life that are found in marriage or marriages that can hinder the blessings that God has packaged to be enjoyed by his children in their respective homes. Praise ye the Lord. Marriage is something that we need to enjoy by the grace of God. It's not a thing we need to be enduring. And if we want to be sincere to ourselves, a lot of marriages are going on that people are just patching it up. Many will be saying, a pastor's wife. By the grace of God, on many occasions, many of our wives speak out of what is going on, but it only takes the anointing and grace of God to overcome such things that are really happening. But this morning, I am praying that in any area we have been enduring our marriages, the Almighty God will give us all those things that we need, that will make us to be enjoying our marriages, in the mighty name of Jesus. There are so many reasons why I pray that prayer. Praise ye the Lord. There are challenges that are peculiar to us as pastors. We are going to look at them one by one, and we are going to handle them according to the will of God. Number one, balancing the family affairs with the church affairs. There are a lot of things that the husband and wife must know. They must agree together that their action or reactions will not affect the congregation. Praise ye the Lord. I say praise ye the Lord. The pastor and the wife must act according to the instructions from God through the Bible while working for him. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 3 verse number 1 made us to know that there is time for everything. When we are talking on how to balance the church affairs and home affairs, number one is time management. You make sure that you take the cognizance of time. Why do I say that? One, the husband must have time for the wife and children. Find time to listen to them at home, discussing with them, solving any pending issues. There must be time to plan for the future of the family. It is true, God has given you the grace to be handling, to be over a church. But you don't have to neglect your home, because church starts at home. If you don't monitor your time and share it how it's supposed to be, the time for the family, the time for the church, we must try to match them and make sure that none of them is suffering. Your home must not suffer. Your church must not suffer. That is why time management is very important. And I want to let you know that we must spend the currency of time wisely. Spend it wisely. The period of one must not disturb another. The time to pray. It's important as pastor to pray. It's important to study the word of God. It's important that you do the preparation of the sermon, either at home or in your office at the church, for the effectiveness of the ministry. But all the same, You have to do it in a way that when you are told, do those things that are needful. Some pastors, I'm sorry to say, because of Fiji or this and that, they rush out again in the morning. The children are at home, preparing to go to school or go somewhere else. I'm talking of those of us that are here. We are still rearing our children. Make sure that you have time for them. There's time for everything. Time to teach them the word of God. Time to teach them respect. Time to teach them all that are necessary. Time to teach them character. Time to develop their character and teach them how they can develop their character. We don't have to put this one on the neck of the wife alone. And I want to tell you, you know it. You know our children, they respect the father much more than the mother. I know you will bear me witness. I'm not talking. Many of these our children, when the mother says, okay, I'm going to tell your daddy, it will adjust because of the fact that they know that their father is the head, and whatever the father says, or if that daddy should undo him or her, something else will happen. So what we are trying to say is that take time. Let these children know that my daddy is like this, it's like that. He can do this. He didn't want this. He didn't like this. It is when we are together with them and we do what is necessary that they can gain this from us. Praise ye the Lord. The husband and wife must know and understand their roles and duties. I'm not be telling you your duties now. We have read in that place the two things, the two pivots for a home to stand forever is that the husband must love the wife. Praise ye the Lord. You don't need to preach to wife or women to love their husbands. God has embedded that one in them. They love you with all their heart. The husband, your own is that, your wife is to submit. The husband is to love. You are to love. But the wife is to submit. When these two things that the marriage is standing upon are working well among of you, then the problem you may be having is halfway solved. Praise ye the Lord. You know your duties. We have read two passages. Where the men, you saw what you are supposed to do. Where the women, you saw what you are supposed to do. Once we are doing them, once we follow our roles and our duties and the appropriate time to do them, then the problem will be over. Then husband must pay attention to both wife and the children simultaneously. It's important. It is true that you are so busy. There is time for things of the church. You use your time for the church. The appropriate time that you have for the people in the church, use it judiciously for them. Like what we have had in the first sermon. There are ways you can develop all these things and the ways of doing it to make sure that your congregation are not suffering. Hallelujah. As you don't want them to suffer, your own muscle must not suffer. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Children need both God protection and woman attention. It's important as God loves us and as God loves our children, we also must try one way or the other to give attention to them. Don't allow your time to be jeopardized. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number two thing, smooth and godly relationship. I know we are better preachers. And you have been preaching this one, maybe at a marriage or the other. You have been conducting seminars on marriages. We are just reminding us. Smooth and godly relationship is very important. Godly and cordial relationship must be the order of the day between husband and wife. Why? for a perfect ministry and for fulfillment of God's promises. There are a lot of promises, especially on the area of prayers, that God has given us. If two shall agree together as such, is there that I put it down. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 19. The Bible says that if two shall agree together as touching anything that they will ask from the Lord, they will have the backup of the Almighty God. I want to let you know, my brethren, the two that the Bible is referring to here may mean many things, but to me, it means the husband and the wife. The two of you are supposed to be the closest people, because the Bible says that you are knit together. You are one in flesh. If you are one in flesh and things are according to the will of God, there is no time the two of you will go before the presence of the Lord, knit together, and ask something from God, and God will not do it. Praise ye the Lord. I say, praise ye the Lord. So, agreement is very important when we are talking of a relationship. This one will make our ministry to be fulfilled. And the promises of God concerning prayer will come to pass. Praise ye the Lord. Obey your husband. I'm talking to wives now. Obedience to your husband will strengthen your relationship. Then submission to your husband will strengthen our relationship. And in the same way as the Bible made us to understand in that book of 1 Peter that we read, chapter number 3, especially verse number 7, the husband, you are one to deal with your wife with knowledge. Knowledge. Understand your wife. Know those things. Know the weak areas of your wife. Know the areas that she needs your attention. Praise ye the Lord. Don't say, my wife is a fire wife. She can pray. She can do this and that. But there are some areas where we have women may be very weak. Deal with her with understanding, with knowledge. And the Bible says that you should honor your wife. Honor her. She's your coin. And the same way, the wife, you know, your husband is the king. You have to respect him. Let the respect be very much. This one will bring a very smooth and godly relationship between us. Then, most importantly, it will make our ministry to move forward and forge ahead. That is, when we are praying and things are happening, I know there is no pastor who will not say, I don't need a revival in my church. I don't need my church to be buoyant or progressive. But a lot of things, we achieve them on our knees when we are together with our wife, or the wife is the husband. The relationship will bring the prayers to get answers speedily. Praise ye the Lord. I say, praise ye the Lord. This area I want to mention is very important, brethren. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is important in our relationship. Many people, they have diary of what their husband has been doing. And many husbands say, hey, that's how he used to do. I don't think it's necessary as women of faith and men of faith to open diary of offenses of what the husband has done at a time or the other. Where you hear it, that's how you did it last time. That's how you have been doing it. Anyway, I'm not surprised. That's the way you have been doing it. Please, brethren, once there's any offense, maybe from the husband or from your wife, please try to make sure you forgive, and forgive. And as you are forgiving, I want you to forget it just like that. Because if anybody is preaching to you that, the husband and wife must not have a quarrel, or they cannot offend one another, it's a lie.
The husband and wife can have quarrel, but nobody will come in between you. The two of you come together, my dear. This thing you have done is wrong, but please don't let us repeat it again. This and that. Forget about it and take another line. Praise ye the Lord. But some people still remembering this offense is about. Peter was telling, Jesus was telling Peter when he asked him, for how many times can somebody offend me, offend one another, and I want to take the revenge? And Jesus said, it's going to be 70 times, 7 times. That's 490 times. How can husband and wife offended one another for 490 times? Praise ye the Lord. It means forgive, forgive, and forgive. Like my husband used to give this definition of marriage. That the definition of marriage that he know by himself that the Holy Spirit taught him is two forgivers living together. Two forgivers living together. That's the definition of his own of marriage by him. Praise ye the Lord. When you forgive from time to time, then you have excellent hope. And whatever the problem, God will solve it where you are together. Then in that area, excellent sexual relationship will promote their love. That is, will promote the love of the pastor and the wife. A lot of problems are going on this area I'm mentioning. We may be doing as if we are angels. You are not angel. A lot of us, you see, think of one thing or the other that she's not submissive to me when it comes to the area of that one. He's always on his own when it comes to the area of a sexual relationship. Brethren, you cannot say because I'm too old. You are not too old when it comes to that area. You must have cordial relationship, an excellent one indeed, because of the fact that excellent sexual relationship promotes love. Apart from that, it subdues the power of stress. A lot of men are stressed up because of the work of the ministry, because of going up and down a ministry here and there. After that time, come together so that the stress will go down. I'm talking to the wives, because this area is very important. For us to be saying, I'm so weak this evening. I've been working since morning. This and that. Whenever it appears to him, give him. Hallelujah. There must be moderation. That's another thing. Praise ye the Lord. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 5, it says that because of fasting and prayers, or dedication, you can defraud from one another. But after prayers, after fasting, after doing one thing or the other for the Lord, come together, praise ye the Lord, so that we not give a chance to the devil. It's important that you embrace your wife back and you embrace your husband back after the spiritual exercise. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Another area where we have problem or a peculiar challenge is raising up of godly children together without stress. Raising up godly children together without stress. By the grace of God, training of children is the work of the two of you. So don't say, yes, my wife is there. She's capable enough. The father, the mother, join your hands together in raising your children, in nurturing them. Then, both parents, you must have one voice. Maybe the children are behaving somehow in a wayward way. What you must do, the two of you, I want you to have one voice. When the father is saying, why did you do this? And correcting the child, the mother must not be saying, this time around, you know what is happening in the this time. Please have your voice together when you are nurturing your children and when you are training them, so that they will know that the two of you, you are against what is not good. Don't let me tell you, it is not when you teach children, the little ones, how to lie that they start lying. It is not until you teach children how to steal that they are stealing. It has been with them right away from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So whenever you see any action that is not good, you must try to make sure that the two of you come together and do the discipline and shape their lives together. It's just a pity. We have two examples here. Mrs. Eli and Mommy Samuel. We didn't hear their voice at all. Praise the Lord. In the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verses 16 and 17, and even verse 22. I don't read all these things because of the fact that the time is flying and the time is not at my disposal. He's talking about the two children of Eli. It was only Eli we heard his voice. We did not even hear anything about the wife. Praise the Lord. In the same way, in the home of Samuel, the two children he had, they were wayward. I only pray for us, pastor's home, that God will not allow the devil to have his way in the life of our children. That is the target of the devil. The target of the devil is to come and hijack the destiny of children of pastors. And that is why you find that, you see, it's still going on as it happened in the Bible. Why is it that these people that are great, Eli was great, Samuel was great, why is it that their children, we are doing all those things? Praise the Lord. This is a fact that the devil doesn't want these children to be successful. But husband and wife, in your family as pastor, make sure the two of you join your hands together to train your children, to nurture them, and to do all necessary things. Our men should be like a Father Abraham. God was saying that I trust Abraham. And Abraham was yet to have children then. God said, I know Abraham. He will teach his children the ways of the Lord. So let us, as pastors, join our hands with our wife at home to nurture our children in the way of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Father, most great time for his children at home. Play with them. Yes, there must be time. Play for them. Pray for them. At times, take them out. Take them out. You can go to a surprise anywhere just to let them know that my father loves me. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of children, they always talk of their mother. I thank God I have this my mother. Many of them will not say, I thank God I have this my father. Because when you sow into their lives in little ways, they will not forget as they are growing up. It is true you are paying their school fees and you are doing the, show them your love by giving them time. Praise the Lord in training of them, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. There are some things that I still want us to take note of. I'm talking of this one from experience. Some of you that are putting your children in boarding house, it is not a sin. Because of the fact that you are transferred from another place to another place all along. And because of that, you say, I can't be caring about these children. And I don't want to hinder their education. And because of that, you take them to boarding house to live. Special attention must be paid to your children that are in boarding house. A lot of them, they brought home bad things that enter into their character that is not found in you as spirit. But the time they are around during the holidays, make sure you are doing your part as husband and wife to make sure that you are correcting whatever you see in the life of your children that is not good, that is not the will of God. Check the way they are doing things and try to let them know that people in the school, they may be your friend, they may be this and that. We are your parents. It's whatever we tell you, you must do. And check them from time to time. That is why we must not neglect our children in the boarding house. When they say time of visitation, go there. Husband and wife, go there. Let them know that my daddy must not hear that I do this one in the school. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Raising up a godly children is what we are trying to say. Praise ye the Lord. And this area I want to mention, 1 Timothy chapter number 5, verse 8. Well, in the area of nurturing and training and provision for the children, the Bible says that both of us, we must do it. The education, clothing, feeding, and all things. We are coming to that one on the area of when we are talking about handling of finances. Praise the Lord. We must nurture them together, raise them up together, so that our children will be good examples outside. And they will, the people of the church will not say, what is the problem? See the way our children, the children of our pastors are behaving. Our children must be good children showing our characters outside. They must be model children that people will say, indeed, these are pastor's children. And this is the work of both of us. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then, integrity both at home and church. Integrity. This aspect is very, very important. The Bible says that our yea must be yea, our no must be no. In the book of Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 3. Let me tell us, there must be transparency in all things. There must be transparency. I'm telling you, integrity either make or mar a minister. Like we had in the first message, people know us. They know people, they know pastors that are running after their money or whatever they have or their substances. Praise the Lord. Don't say because this one is very close to me. It's really helping me, helping my family. And you see something that is not good. You see him or her doing something that is contrary to the word of God. Be ready to correct such a thing. Then integrity. There is a particular church, I'm sorry to say, when they collect offering, the pastor will say, okay, don't count it yet. Don't count it yet. You know, usher used to be there. Secretary used to be there. So it's after everybody has gone, we now call one person. No, yeah, count the money. Let's know what it is or what we have there. Praise the Lord. The one you taught that loves you and what you are doing is appealing to him. I tell you, the day he will start telling the people outside about you, you will not be there. Praise the Lord. I'm just giving that one as an example of integrity. What you say, let it be what is inside of you. Many pastors' wives are just like a chameleon. Many are hypocrites. What you are doing within you is not what you are acting out. Praise the Lord. That is not integrity. Integrity in word, integrity in money, integrity in every aspect of your life is very important. Don't pretend outside what you don't do at all. Then don't be a chameleon, as I've said, a chameleon minister. There must not be hidden agenda between the two of you. I'm still talking about integrity. Between the two of you, husband and wife, no hidden agenda. Let there be openness. My dear, this is what I have. This is what you have. Many will say, how can I be telling my wife what I have? What is a sin there? What is the sin? Your wife can know what you have. That one we caution her not to be mounting things on you, what you cannot do. Once your wife knows your capacity, once your wife knows your pocket, he can't be forcing you what you cannot do, what you cannot afford to have, and be forcing you to do it. Praise ye the Lord. This area is very important. When it's when you are even hiding that you will know that, I know he has money. Let everything be open. Well, we are going to pay the school fees of the children. We are going to buy this and that for the children. Once you are truthful to one another, there will not be a problem. Integrity will make you to have a solid home. And that one will not hinder your focus, even to heaven. Praise ye the Lord. You can find that one in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 25. Then let your moderation be known to all men, including your spouse. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 5. Let your moderation be known to your husband and to your wife. Praise ye the Lord. I put it down that number one, because the Lord is at hand. There are some pastors outside, they are able to do Father Christmas while the children are suffering at home. I heard of a pastor recently, not in this region anyway. The children were sent. Hallelujah. The children were sent home from the school, and the mother was running about, how can we get school fees for this one? And the pastor said, my youth, I see that some of them are not doing well. Immediately, he got the salary, started sharing the salary, sharing the money for the youth outside or in the church. We do not say you should not take care of the people in the church, but make sure that you do that of home first. Praise ye the Lord. And the financial issues with understanding. Praise ye the Lord. This area always cause problem at too. That is why we are saying trust and honesty must be in operation in dealing with one another. Lack of trust can lead to a serious disaster at all. When you don't trust your husband and you don't trust your wife, the problem will come. Praise ye the Lord. I've said there should be openness, no hidden agenda. Then every couple must know the capacity of the husband. The Bible says that Adam and Eve, both were naked and they were not ashamed. That is nothing hidden between them. There should not be any secret in between the couple. You are one in flesh and you are one. And I'm ranting up. Number six, interference of the in-laws. Interference of the in-laws always and is bringing problem to many homes. Praise ye the Lord. It's just a pity that many young pastors and wives are still ignorant of the counsel of God on leave to cleave. Leave to cleave. You still take your problem to your mother-in-law, your this and that. The wife still run back to the mother. This is what my eyes is saying. And the husband is maybe the in-law say, see the type of food he's giving you. See this and that. They always tell them on the day of marriage, they say, you parents, please, the only thing you need to do for this couple is to be praying for them, not to be advising them or be prognosing to their affairs. Praise ye the Lord. So we should not allow the interference of anybody, or no person or love of anybody should supersede it in your heart over your spouse in handling any affairs in your own. Please beware. The third person must not have influence over your home. Praise ye the Lord. Maybe your parents, your sibling, your friend, or both of them, all of them like that. Don't allow them. Apply wisdom in dealing with all your in-laws so that your home will not be hijacked by the enemies of peace. Praise ye the Lord. The last on that area is challenge of barrenness. This one is very rampant in the church. Here we have our pastors
not having children in time. Please, God is aware of what you are passing through. We should not allow this one to hinder the work that God has given unto us to do. Praise the Lord. We have good example in the Bible. We have Zechariah and Elizabeth. The Bible says that the two of them, they were stricken in age. But all the same, they were doing the work of God despite barrenness. But it was when Zechariah was doing the work on the altar that the angel of the Lord visited him and said, the answer has come. Your miracle has come. Praise ye the Lord. I want to appeal to all of us that we are still trusting God because of the fact that maybe we are praying or some people come for ministration and he say all the people that are waiting for the fruit of the womb, they should come out. Many of our pastors' wives will not come out. And you don't know the time that the angel of the Lord will visit you. I've interviewed some of them. Why is it that they are saying that the barons should come out to pray? Some of them told me that it's shame. That it's shame. They have been coming out. But let me tell you, your time has come. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you have any of our pastors that they are yet to get their children, the Almighty God that did it for Zechariah and Elizabeth will do it for you in the name of Jesus. Don't let it cause any problem in your home. Be serving God with joy and with gladness. Praise the Lord. By his grace, because the time has gone, they've warned me that the time is up. Some of you in this Ondo State, you will know the person I want to give as an example. It's not only in the Bible alone we have example of people that God answered at old age. We have a pastor. He's one of our assistant elders now. I want to tell you that we are in this problem for long. The wife happens to be my friend. We are close. We serve the government together. Praise the Lord. And they married before me. But I can see that this thing, the problem, just keep on going on, going on, going on. I want to tell you that this, my friend, had her first baby at the age of 54. At the age of 54, they are in redeem. If I mention their name, if I describe them more, some of us from Ogun State, we know them. Praise the Lord. So I believe that this barrenness should not have anything to do with your life and with your ministry. Because the God you are serving knows your heart. And at the appointed time, he will visit you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I've been trying to manage the time. But let us know that I'm telling you of maybe solutions. Let God undo our marriage. Allow God to undo your marriage. And that is by listening to his instructions. By listening to his word. And by doing his commandments as written by the word of God. Then the husband and wife, let us have wisdom. Let's ask for the wisdom of God to do what is needful. Then husband and wife, you have told us, love your wife unconditionally. The husband, that's the husband. Then the wife, you should submit to your husband without any condition. Then on the area of finances, please, my sisters, let us be good helpmates to our husband. I want to say that one before I leave. The finances, the money cannot be enough. And say, my husband has money. Let me tell you, you must be good helpmate. When it comes to the area of finances, there are some little things you can do that can bring money in. Especially the wife of a full-timer. Don't say it's everything that pastor must be bringing in. You yourself, you must try to do some things to augment what is coming in. Praise the Lord. Do little business that can help, that can bring in money. Praise the Lord. This is very important because if you say it's a pastor, bring this one. Pastor, bring this one. Pastor, bring this one. Pastor will not die. I say pastor will not die.
you don't appreciate your partner when you have him. It's when something else coming that you now, so my husband is good to me. I pray. All of us, husband and wife, we are going to live to the expectation of the time God has given unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm still talking to our sisters. Some of us, we are full of comparison. Sister Lagbaja is wearing this. Sister Lagbaja is wearing this type of car. That one will not give you enough money to support your wife at your husband at two. Please, the Bible says that people that compare themselves with some people, they are not wise. Please be wise. Be wise in supporting your husband. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Lastly, I am just giving this counsel that you must get a mentor. Peradventure, there is a problem that you cannot undo. And I'm talking of mentor indeed, father indeed. The one you love and you know that this one is a real man of God. Get a mentor. If anything happens, you can run to him. That, daddy, this is what is going on. Help us. Praise ye the Lord. Then some people are killing themselves inwardly. I can't go. I can't go and tell somebody what is happening in my home. And the problem still persists there. I pray the Almighty God will stretch forth his hand upon us and our homes in Jesus' name. And whatever problem, because only you that knows where the shoes is pinching you. Wherever the shoes are pinching us, the Almighty God will put the oil of Gilead upon them all in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Let us rise up and pray unto the Lord. Two prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to cry unto the Lord. Just a minute. Father, do not allow my home to bring discredit upon your name. Pray that prayer. Father, do not allow my home to bring discredit upon your holy name. Make my home to be a model one to the congregation. Lord, help me. Help my home. Lord, help my home. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. There are some homes that are at the verge of collapsing. We will cry unto the Lord this morning that such home, the Lord will mend them. All the homes that are just enduring marriage, they are not enjoying it. That the Almighty God should help and hold such home. That Almighty God will not allow such home to collapse. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Pray that prayer. You fathers in faith, mothers in faith, pray. Pray, pray. Pray that the home that is at the verge of collapsing, that the power of the Almighty God will uphold such hope in the mighty name of Jesus. And that hope will not scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father, give all the couples the grace to accept the counsel of God and to do it. Pray in the name of Jesus. Father, give all the couples, especially Christian couples, especially pastor's family, the grace to accept and do the counsel of God from time to time. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lastly, let's say, Father, let my home radiate your glory from time to time. Let people see my home and my family and know that this is the family of God. Thank you, dear Father. We give you all the praise. For in Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Eternal Father, we give you all the praise. Because you love us. You love our home. And you want to give us the grace not to lose our focus in heaven. So Father, in heaven we pray. Whatever problem that are peculiar to pastors' families, Lord Jehovah, that may hinder us from getting to heaven and from getting doing the will of God. Father, let them expire today in the name of Jesus. Amen. All the plan of the devil to scatter our homes, Jehovah, cancel them in the name of Jesus. Amen. the grace of God to do the will of God all the days of our life. Lord, to be able to march the church and the home together. Father, grant unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that our children we are nurturing, they will not become vagabond in the name of Jesus. Our children will be good examples of pastor's children in the name of Jesus. Our children will be role models anywhere they are found in the name of Jesus. And the enemy will not hijack their lives in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name, O God. Even our congregation, O God, they are also our children. Father, Lord, help them in the name of Jesus. Give them the grace, O God, to abide in the word of God they are hearing from us from time to time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We give you all the praise, for in Jesus' victorious name we have prayed.